It is time to play Stump the Cook, the splendid table refrigerator game. Now, here's how we play. A listener calls in with five things from their refrigerator, and I have to come up with a dish made with those five ingredients that the caller would really eat. But the final judgment comes from our celebrity guest Stump Master, and this week it is the fabulous host of Top Chef, Padma Lakshmi. Padma, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you, Lynn?
I am good. I have to say, you are the first guest celebrity stump master who is actually a professional judge, and that is a tad unnerving. Now, I understand that the finale is going to be coming up soon for this season of Top Chef, right?
Yes, we're very excited for everyone to watch because, you know, it's hard to keep a lid on things, and we just got back from filming it.
So you can't give us any hints, right?
No, I can't. I'm sworn to secrecy.
Okay, but this is what I want to know. Among all of you judges, are there any bets that start going on as to who you guys all think are going to be the finalists?
I mean, we talk about it, but, you know, it's not anything serious because even the best chef can have a bad day. And, you know, like baseball, you're only as good as your last game. So, you know, there have been seasons where the favorite or front runner has knocked themselves out because they just choke or they just had a cooking malfunction, as we like to endearingly say. I mean, I cannot stress enough how high the intensity is on the show. It's much harder than it looks on TV. I mean, I have such empathy and real admiration for these chefs because it's hard to hang in there, you know, with your nerves afraid and you're away from your family and you're so tired and you don't know what's coming at you and you can't read a newspaper or check your email, or, you know, it's a very grueling process, and it's all done with millions of people watching your every move.
Yeah, very tricky. Well, I want you to meet our contestant. We have Steve from Omaha, Nebraska. Steve, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Padma.
Are you a fan of Top Chef?
Of course.
Yeah, I know. Hard question, right? Okay. All right, Steve. Five things in your fridge. And by the way, I do get water, salt, and pepper, and three things that you really have in your house. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Fire away.
Here we go. Fuji apples.
Fuji apples. Okay. Go ahead.
Raspberry chipotle barbecue sauce.
Yum.
Raspberry chipotle smoky tart sweet. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here comes my protein. It's a pepper-encrusted dry salami.
Ooh, okay, go ahead.
And then maybe speaking to your Italian roots, panettone bread.
Gee, thank you, Steve. And number five, your big finish.
It's my zinger, Kraft Singles.
Kraft Singles.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, right. You've been doing too many quick fires.
It's true. You know, I'm not a good judge of this because everything seems doable to me.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. So I'm looking at this. We got the Kraft Singles. We got the panettone. Now, the panettone is shot with bits of candied fruit. It's not terribly sweet. You know, wait a minute. Hold it a second. We've got the makings here of something kind of interesting. If we did egg cream and we did a custard base, we did browned onion.
Okay, that's three, Lynn.
I'm only speculating, Padma. I'm only speculating here. All right. Yeah, because I need fat. I need Wait a minute. Hold it a second. I'm going to scrape off some of the pepper on the salami. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut the salami into a quarter inch dice. I'm going to cook the salami slowly in a skillet to render some of that fat and make crisp nubbins of that. Okay, salami goes out of the pan. I now have a crunchy base here. I'm going to take that. I'm going to dice up onion. I'm going to cook the onion in that.
Mm-hmm.
Take the cream and egg, and we're going to make a custard. Toast slices of the panettone under the broiler. All right. Lay that in the bottom of a shallow skillet. We're going to pour the custard over that, just enough to moisten that bread. Then just break up a few of the Kraft singles and put that over that. Not a lot. Maybe two of them. We do not want a lot of the singles.
Fair enough.
Dice up the Fuji apple and a few tablespoons of the barbecue sauce. That goes on top of the custard. That gets baked in the oven until it's just about firm. Out that comes, and then we top it with this browned onion, crunchy bits of the salami, and the fresh apple. So you get this nice contrast of the sweet, the spice of that salami, and the bits of the onion. And that is served in small squares on the plate. And if you wanted to do it, you could do just a little streak of that barbecue sauce on the plate at the same time.
I like it.
Does it pass? Does it pass?
It does. It does. I like it. I always like salty and sweet mixed together. So if you have a hint of the sweet from the apple and the panettone, you know, the spicy fat from the salami with the crunch, and I even love that the smokiness is in the salami is going to be echoed in the barbecue sauce. So, you know, it's brilliant. It's literary almost, I think.
Padma, would you like to be a regular on the show? Steve, what do you think?
I think I'm inviting Padma over. We're going to devour it.
Guys, you are both dreams. Thank you both for playing. Padma, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Steve. I'll have to look you up next time I'm in your neck of the woods.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. To play Stump the Cook, call or email us with your five ingredients, and one of our clever producers may call you to play on the air.